Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in studio, Joe Scott, welcome.
Thanks, Bob. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you here.
Hey, Bob, yesterday's show was so funny. It was so fantastic with Doug.
Doug McBurney.
And that Barack's phone call about socialism to the unbelievable.
To the New York Times. It was funny. I enjoyed that. We yesterday was do not steal and do not commit adultery, and Milton Bradley churning in his urn, and Barack saying, "Hey, I'm not a socialist. Bush is a socialist." It was just too much. And on our website, kgov.com, we have a description of the show like we always do. It starts out, Bob, McBurney, and Barack bash Bush bailing banks. It's just such a trip. Who would have thunk it that Barack Obama would be accurate in his criticism of Bush being a socialist?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's just hysterical. So, Joe, we have important things to talk about
today. Yes, we do.
Yeah. Three important things. And I've got three bullets here. The entrapment of Joe.
That would be me.
That would be you.
Yeah.
The computer guy. That would be the guy who works at Planned Parenthood,
yes,
who does their networks.
Right.
We'll talk about him a bit on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Is that allowed?
Oh, I hope.
Yeah. And then the Abdi update. So many people ask me, how's Abdi? What's happening with Abdi? And Joe, you filled in for me. Joe Scott of Pro Life Colorado, you filled in for, you know, for a program a few months ago, and you talked about this Muslim woman who was raped.
Right.
And then aborted without even knowing what was happening to her.
Right.
Right. And so you'll give us an update on Abdi?
I will.
Okay. So let's start with the entrapment of Joe, the computer guy, the Abdi update. Actually, the computer guy, that might be easier to start with.
The computer guy was outside in the parking lot at Planned Parenthood yesterday talking to another guy for about 45 minutes. The other guy was just foul mouth and yelling things.
Another
to
employee?
Us, another employee.
And this is the largest abortion facility in the country.
That's right.
50-some thousand square feet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's huge. So
in Denver.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood.
Foul mouth guy leaves, has some choice things to say as he's leaving. Then the next.
These are the beautiful people,
the
right?
The beautiful people.
Right.
The well-respected
free
people.
Free speech, respecting all views, tolerant, diversity.
Yeah, tolerant of everything except what's right.
Yeah.
So the second guy that was in the parking lot, he drives out and he stops to talk to us. And he said,
he's probably trying to entrap you, but we'll get to that second. The entrapment of Joe.
Yeah. It might have been him. Who knows?
Yeah.
He stops and he said, look, my wife and I would never kill a child. We would never do anything of the sort. I'm a computer guy. I just keep their computers running.
So he works at Planned Parenthood. He helps them to kill children. That's their profession. That's what brings them tens of millions of dollars a year, hundreds of millions. And he says, oh, we would never kill our own kids.
Right.
That's like saying, oh, you don't like slavery? Well, then don't own one. You don't like the Holocaust? Then don't kill any Jews.
That's right. And trying to get the point across to him that he had as much to do with the killing of those babies as the guy with the knife was almost impossible.
Yeah, your information system, that's how you're, that's like the lifeblood of an operation, of a business. It doesn't matter if it's a military operation, a charity, a hospital. Everything runs on information. Life, biology, DNA, everything runs on information. In fact, life is not really carbon-based. It's really information-based.
Right.
So he is as guilty as the people who are going and taking the scalpels and ripping the kids' bodies apart.
Oh, but he said, I didn't understand. Because it's a bad economy, he needs a paycheck.
He needs a paycheck. So what would he do? Was he German? Is he German?
I don't know.
What would he do if he lived in Germany 70 years ago and he needed a paycheck?
Ken brought that up to him. Ken, my husband, Ken was Scott. With me. Yeah, he brought that up to him yesterday. And he said, don't go there. Don't even go there.
Why not?
Why not? We're here, buddy.
Yeah,
hello.
For him to say, we would never have an abortion. We would never kill our child.
Right.
He must realize that there's something wrong with doing that.
And in his coverall answer, his umbrella answer, but you've got to understand, we're Catholic. We're good Catholics.
Oh, man.
You know, that's just sickening.
That reminds me of the good Lutherans in Germany who did
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, they hated Dietrich Bonhoeffer. That was something, I guess. Or they actually were complicitous. Either they'd cover it up, they'd defend it, or they'd actually help. So this guy, he's helping.
Yeah, he's helping and he's getting paid for it.
And he's sort of pro-life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's sort
so
of pro-life.
Says.
And that level of pro-life is just enough to convict you in God's court that you knew it was the slaughter of innocent children and you did it for money.
Right. And that's what I told him. You're going to stand before God. What do you think he's going to say? And he said something like, I need to feed my family. God wants me to feed my family.
Well, he does.
Not on the off the backs of dead children.
Yeah, not with blood money.
Right.
You could rob a bank to feed your kids. You could kill the bank teller and rob the bank and feed your kids. But you are destroying your kids in the process. And that's what he's doing. He's being the worst possible example to his kids. He's working on destroying his children's lives.
And Bob, there are so many other people that work there. There's like at least 75 employees besides just the abortion clinic employees that
right.
are there. And they're all walking in there thinking, I'm not doing it. I'm just helping the organization. They do lots of good things. They give out birth control, which kills kids.
Right.
They
Didn't the Nazis design the Volkswagen?
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on the Volkswagen. I don't know. The people's car.
Mm-hmm.
If the Nazis designed the Volkswagen, so what? We're going to give them kudos. We're going to compliment them. We're going to defend them because they did something. I mean, if Caesar is a murderer, a mass murderer, but then he happens to arrest a rapist, that doesn't mean Caesar's a good guy.
No, it doesn't.
No, so it doesn't matter if Planned Parenthood went around and picked the weeds of all the minority homes in the neighborhood. That doesn't make them a good company. They're child killers.
That's right. First, foremost, always, forever, eternity, that's going to follow them.
Yeah.
They're child killers.
Yeah. So yesterday's show was Do Not Steal, Do Not Commit Adultery. And today is Do Not Murder. And so Joe Scott, the computer guy, he thinks that somehow the blood doesn't get on his hands.
Right.
But what he doesn't know is it's oozing through the entire circuitry of the building.
That's right.
The blood from the surgery rooms, the abortion rooms, it begins to fill the rooms. It goes into the outlets. It goes through the electrical system. It comes into his computer, and it oozes out of the keyboard onto his fingers. And he goes home, and he uses those hands to hug his wife, and they're living on the blood of innocent children.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. I wish he could understand that.
Okay, so the entrapment of Joe Scott. You were charged with violating a bizarre law.
Right, long time
ago. The bubble law,
mm-hmm.
long time ago. And that's in order to protect the child killing industry, the government in Colorado and elsewhere also, they've passed this law that you have to stay 8 feet away from someone walking into an abortion clinic.
Within 100 feet of the front door, yes.
Within 100 feet of the front door, you have to stay 8 feet away. And since that person is moving, presumably, they're walking to the gates of hell.
Right.
Then that bubble is moving.
Right.
Right? It's a moving bubble.
Right.
So you have to stay 8 feet away. And they figure when they pass that law, they'd really get us. And it turns out that women going to kill their kids are ashamed of what they're doing inherently, intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but the vast majority.
Right.
And so many, over 100 every year, on average, have said, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping me change my mind. I'm going to love my baby. I'm going to save my baby. But then there are the ones who go in and kill their baby, and the last thing they want to do is be reminded about it.
Yeah, and they're definitely not going to go to court and say, oh, this lady tried to stop me from killing my child. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, right. This lady had the nerve to show me this picture of a precious little, you know, 2.5-month-old baby.
Right.
And so I want her thrown in jail. It didn't happen. For years and years and years, it didn't happen. So Planned Parenthood got some of their employees to park down the street, employees from other locations that we would not recognize, and they came walking in to the Planned Parenthood as though they were going there to kill their children.
Right.
And they were wearing a wire.
Right.
We do that kind of thing all the time anyway. But they were wearing a wire. They had a video recorded, and you tried to
give her a piece of paper.
Give her a piece of literature. Here's what your baby, you need to love your baby. And it turns out these were Planned Parenthood employees, and they charged you, the Denver police, mm-hmm. charged you with violating the bubble law.
That's right. They did.
Yeah. And the punishment is, theoretically, 6 months in jail.
Right.
So you got a deferred sentence?
They gave me suspended. They called it suspended sentence. But if I get another conviction within a year, then I do 6 months.
Of any type of conviction?
I'm not exactly sure about that.
But that's the idea.
That's the idea.
If you get in trouble in the next year,
I'm dead.
You go to jail for 6 months.
Right.
Okay. So this week, you're at Planned Parenthood like you've been doing for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And saving literally thousands of babies through those years. Literally. Confirmed saves of babies. And a car pulls up. Now, this is a block and a half off of a major street, Quebec.
Right.
And 38th. Uh-huh. It's at Pontiac and 38th near the old Stapleton Airport in Denver. And there, it's a heavily trafficked road.
No, there's no traffic unless they're going to Planned Parenthood, their workers. Or
there's
going,
no traffic.
Rarely is there any other traffic
right.
on that road.
There's a boarded up fire station, firehouse mm-hmm. on that street. And
right.
there's an empty field that's overgrown with weeds,
mm-hmm.
and there's no traffic there. So the people going down that street typically are going into Planned Parenthood to either help kill a child or to kill their own child.
That's right.
Or a few other reasons, but that's the main reason. So this car drives down, and what happens?
Well, they stopped. So I was talking to them at their window, you know, of the car.
So they stopped in the street.
Right.
And
they wanted
to talk.
And so I was at the window talking to them.
Now let's tell the audience about the abandoned firehouse.
Right.
The Denver Fire Department. And on the top of it, of course, it's a tall building. And on the very top, there's like a spire. Uh-huh. And on the top of that is a very sophisticated audio-visual surveillance system.
I don't know about the audio, but I know it's visual. And it takes aerial shots from way up atop this tower on the...
And it's remote controlled.
Yeah.
It's remote controlled so that from the abortuary across the street, they monitor it. They could zoom in. They could pan 360 degrees, basically.
Right.
And very sophisticated.
It is.
So they have on tape you talking to the person who stopped driving the car, stopped, rolled down their window.
Right.
And did they ask you for information or...
Well, I can't say for sure exactly what they were asking me, but that's probably what it was, because I didn't recognize the car in the picture that they showed me today. But
so this happened a couple days ago?
Yeah.
All right, it happened a couple days ago.
There were three pictures. One was supposedly of yesterday, and it, like you said, I think it was a Planned Parenthood employee, that guy that I was talking to yesterday.
So just like you were entrapped last time, it's a Planned Parenthood employee. This time it could be another Planned Parenthood employee. We don't know.
We don't know.
Or one of their, you know, cohorts, neighbors, whoever.
Right.
And so they drive up, and are they in the dead middle of the street? The street has no traffic. And it's extremely wide because there's a firehouse, a boarded up firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super wide. It's got to be more for a back street. It's got to be more than three lanes wide.
It has to be.
Yes.
It's really wide.
It's a very wide street. Uh-huh. There's no traffic on it. And this car, is it in the dead center of the street?
No, it's not in the dead center. It might have been in the dead, if you were looking at it as three lanes wide, it might have been in the first lane closest to me.
Closest to the curb.
Yeah.
So it was toward your side of the street.
It's towards my side of the street.
And they stopped the car.
Yes.
And rolled down the window.
Mm-hmm. And I was talking to them.
And you were interested, of course, here comes a car.
Right.
Toward a child killing center. Maybe they're going in to kill their child. But then they roll down the window, and that's always interesting. You know, these people want to talk.
Right.
So for good or for bad, we're willing to talk to them.
Absolutely. So, a lot of babies are saved right there.
A lot of babies are saved that way. So you approach the car, and you're talking to them.
Right.
You then threw a brick through their window?
No.
You didn't throw a brick. They don't have video of you throwing a brick.
No, they don't have video of
me. I thought they said
me.
You threw a brick through the window.
No.
No, they didn't say that.
Not even no. Did I block the car.
You weren't blocking it. Were you in front of the car? Did you lay down in front of the tires?
No, although I've thought about that on occasion. Yeah. I've never done it.
Yeah, you didn't. We've done that. Yeah. Well, that's for another show.
Yeah.
So you didn't block the car. You didn't vandalize the car.
No.
You talked to the people who they rolled down their window.
Right.
And they got some shots of it.
Yes.
And then what happened today?
Well, the police came today. It's funny because it was two cops' cars there, and they were just hanging out, talking, and then a couple more cops' cars come. And in the meantime, this car drives down the street, sees the picture that I have taped onto the back of my car.
Well, wait. Let's hold down on that for a second.
Okay.
Tell me about the police being there and why they were there.
They came up to me, and they said they needed to talk to me. They showed me the picture of me talking to the people in the car. They said,
Was it a nice picture? Because I know Westward, sometimes, you know, they don't have the most flattering reporting of us.
I know.
So
they,
now this,
they didn't
was this
manage
a nice
to,
photo?
Yeah, it was better than most.
Okay. All right.
The two of me.
So you're talking.
And nobody called me a frizzy-headed blonde either this morning.
Westward did that on the front cover.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So they called me over and they told me they were citing me for being in the street. A cop that I had talked to a month ago said, Joe, we've seen you in the street. We're getting reports of you being in the street. And it was a couple of months ago that had happened. And it was because I was standing in the sun. I was freezing. And there's a wall there that makes shade.
Yeah.
So, you know, he said, don't stand in the street. So I didn't stand in the street.
So it's been a couple of months. You haven't stood in the street when it's cold and it's winter.
Right.
And it's shade. So you stand in the shade and freeze. Because if you were 2 feet in the street on a deserted
road,
then they'd have to throw you in jail. I mean, what choice would they have?
Right.
They would just have to throw you in jail because they enforce the laws equally.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I said, they said, we have to cite you. I said, no, you don't.
Well, wait, you're flashing forward to today.
Yeah.
So they told you they wanted to talk to you. They showed you pictures of you talking to someone
at
their car.
Right.
And they said,
and
what?
They said, we have to cite you.
With what?
And that's what I said.
Attempted insanity? With what?
They said, it's illegal for me to do that.
It's illegal for you if a car pulls up, say, in front of your house, and somebody says, hey, I'd like some directions. Could you tell me how to get to wherever? It's illegal for you to go step in the street and talk to them?
Yes.
Was this like a 45-minute meeting you had with them?
No.
Did you take minutes?
No, I
didn't. Was there a report?
No. It was just a few couple of minutes. But the police insisted that they were going to cite me. They had three pictures of me, and they just insisted that this was illegal, which blows my mind.
Anyone
in this country can walk up to a car and say a couple of things, and it's not illegal.
So it's the entrapment of Joe Scott. So they had a Planned Parenthood employee pretend to be a customer of a child killing center, and they wore a wire and had video, and so they walked in. And they said you were interfering with a patient going into the clinic.
Right.
And they lied about all that, by the way. And the judge knew they lied, and it was just obvious perjury. Admitted perjury.
She admitted on the stand that she lied
right.
to get me arrested.
Right, she exactly. said it. Lied to get you arrested, lied to the police, even lied on the stand then and right. was caught.
Right.
Okay, so none of that matters, of course. When the star witness for the abortion industry commits perjury, of course that means the pro-lifer will be convicted.
Yes, exactly.
That's just what it means.
Yeah.
And so now that was the entrapment of Joe, part one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the entrapment of Joe, part two, because your sentence was suspended. So you get 6 months in jail, but you don't go to jail if you're a good girl for a year.
Right.
And now Planned Parenthood doesn't like the fact that you're not in jail.
That's absolutely right. I know that because they've told me.
Yeah. So. And I'm wondering, I'm getting angry as I'm processing this story because of the wickedness of the child killers, how viciously wicked they are. And they say they believe in free speech and tolerance and diversity, and that's all a lie.
Oh, and they care about women. I'm a woman.
Yeah, they care about women, right. So, and the women who end up in tears thanking you for being there, we'll talk about the Abdi update in a moment, people's lives that would have been destroyed and they become lifelong friends because of Joe Scott, others from Denver Bible Church,
yes.
from Colorado Right to Life, from other churches who are there day in and day out for years and decades on end. Okay, so this might have been a Planned Parenthood plant.
Might have been.
Pull over and ask you a question. And they got their cameras ready. And you walk out and you're just talking to them, answering their questions. Are you 15 feet off the curb?
I don't know. I could be 10.
You're not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's a super wide street.
Super wide street.
Yeah, we made that point.
In the pictures, there are no cars.
You don't see any cars, just
and
one car.
A huge, long shot.
One car.
Yeah.
Toward the right side of the street and you.
Yes.
Talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so it could be another Planned Parenthood employee.
Could be.
But again, it's the entrapment of Joe, part two.
Yeah.
And now if they can convict you of this, what may happen?
I may have to go to jail for 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
For stepping out and speaking to someone because that triggers your other entrapment conviction.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. So, Joe, it gets me angry, of course. And I have a great love and respect for you and Ken Scott. So what I would like to do is make a commitment. And this is hard because I'm doing as much as I could humanly imagine doing to fight to stop the killing of unborn children through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because God made us and it's wrong to murder children.
Yes,
and when you tell people that, they realize those we reach, hey, there is a God. And hey, I am in rebellion against him. I need to be forgiven. And many people become Christians
right.
through the biblical pro-life ministry. So here's what I want to commit to do. And I don't know how I could do it, but I'm going to ask God to help me. If you end up going to jail for this bubble law, this entrapment, I want to make a commitment to protest at the homes of the Planned Parenthood employees every day that you're in jail.
Bob,
every day.
That's an amazing commitment.
Every day.
Really?
Every day.
That's amazing.
And if there are others in the audience, I'd like people to call. We just got one person. This is startling.
Yeah.
We just got one person. I didn't even get the comments out of my mouth. 1-800-8-NYARDS. 1-800-836-9278. I'd like other people to make a commitment to protest, and this could be part of the Collaborators Project, to protest at least once a week for the entire time if you're incarcerated.
But that would be wonderful. And at the employees' homes would actually get some to quit, I'm sure.
At the employees' homes of Planned Parenthood, and we might as well start at the top.
Very good.
Go to the CEO of the Rocky Mountain Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. After all, they're the ones who put out their newsletter years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it said, our goal as educators is to help students achieve sexual satisfaction before marriage.
Wow.
So they pretty much come out and they want kids to have sex, and then they charge them about $500 to kill the baby.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite a deal. Let's go to Arvada. D, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello.
Hi, D.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I'm going to join you in the protest.
Wow.
I can't wait. Let's go.
Well, wait a minute, D. We don't want Joe to go to jail. But I am so thankful, D. That's three of us.
All right.
That's three of us. And what do you think, D? What do you think about starting at the top with the CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, and then we'll have the Employee of the Week.
All right. What an honor for them.
And then I am making a commitment, if Joe Scott goes to jail, to be at an abortionist home visit or their staff every day that Joe Scott is in jail.
Oh, wow, Bob.
Wow.
And others, I'm asking others to make a commitment once a week.
Okay. Well, I'll see how much vacation time I get.
All right. We just got another. 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. Right now, that's 1, 2, 3, plus D is 4. Thank you, D.
Thank you, D.
May God bless you. Appreciate that. And Joe, and please call in. We'd like your name and keep in touch, your email, so that we can know if you'd like to help Joe Scott if Planned Parenthood in Denver goes through with this. In Arvada, Keith, you're on with Joe Scott and Bob Enyart.
Hi, Joe. Keith Mason.
Hi, Keith.
Keith Mason, wow.
Hi.
I'm with you, Joe.
Thanks, Keith. I appreciate it.
Wow.
I'm with you. I'll do as much as I can. I commit to at least one day a week if you go in there.
Oh.
I'll go to these guys' homes. So.
Wow. I'm blown away by this call because Keith Mason,
he's so busy,
and Cal Zastro were two main people on the ground statewide in Colorado getting the personhood amendment on the ballot.
That's right.
And then getting 585,000 votes in a liberal, godless state.
Great job, Keith.
Keith Mason, thank you for that commitment.
God bless you, Joe.
To our thank sister here in the Lord. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. We just got a commitment every day. Every day from the Collaborators Project founder, Will Duffy.
Wow, Will, thank you.
Every day. Now I'm losing count. How many do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six people.
And we're going to go off the air in a minute, but if there's anybody else out there, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. We'll have the Planned Parenthood Employee of the Week. We'll start with the CEO. We'll work our way down, and we'll plan to be there when their neighbors are leaving for work or coming home from work.
Great.
And, of course, this means weekends also, and especially holidays. We've done our holiday abortionist home visits for 20 years.
That's right.
20 years, and now we include the White's Company because they were collaborators building this child killing center. Joe, we're out of time, but right. The Abdi update. The Muslim woman who was raped, brought to Planned Parenthood, aborted. She didn't even understand what was happening to her. She thought she's getting an ultrasound. Then she told the father of the man who raped her.
Yes, she did. And Abdi is fine. I'll have to go into detail at another time. She's fine, and she's pulling her life back together.
She was going there to get the proof of the abortion and then to commit suicide.
Right. I didn't know that.
And Joe Scott saved her life. That was a mom who had her baby killed unknowingly.